Now, an irreverent comedy called The Bible, the Complete Word of God, has been pulled from the schedule of the Theatre at the Mill in Newton Abbey in County Antrim after objections from church leaders and DUP politicians. The reduced Shakespeare company was due to start its UK tour with the show next week. The drama company's production poses questions in the play such as, did Adam and Eve have navels and did Moses really look like Charlton Heston? Well, earlier I spoke to one of the objectors. He's the Reverend Brian McClung of the Free Presbyterian Church in Newton Abbey. And I began by asking him why he wanted the play withdrawn.
Richard, first of all, it's ridiculing the Bible. And the Bible is the Word of God, and we hold that in the highest reverence. And to a Christian, there's nothing more that they treat with respect than the Word of God. And for somebody to come along to mock the scriptures and mock what is contained in the scriptures. If I could just give you two specific examples. The trailer for this program that was on the theatre's website, and maybe even still is, had within it a sketch that mocked the Ten Commandments, and particularly the commandment that forbids adultery. And also made mocking reference to the virgin birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, and particularly to Joseph, who they lifted up to ridicule for believing Mary's story, is the quote that is actually in the trailer. And we find that offensive, that somebody would mock, even if we take the last one there, the virgin birth and Mary's story. We believe in the virgin birth. We believe it's very important. It safeguarded Jesus Christ from sin, and that enabled him to be the Saviour. Without a virgin birth, there's no Saviour. So when somebody comes along mocking those things, then we take offence and we're going to make our objections known, and we have done. We have contacted all the councillors and the theatre manager, and we're very glad that they have seen sense and they've cancelled it.
What about the notion or the suggestion that other people are not offended by this, they would like to see it, and you're depriving them of their right to see that?
Well, everybody's rights are not absolute rights. Even the right of free speech is within certain contexts. And while you can disagree with somebody's point of view, a different person's point of view, and even disagree in the strongest terms, I think it goes over a line when you start mocking that person's viewpoint. And that's what we believe has happened on this occasion. And if I can give another example, because, again, to quote a line from the production, the trailer that's on their website, it says the reduced Shakespeare company puts the fun into fundamentalism. Well, we find that derogatory. You know, fundamentalist Christians, and I'm one of them, we find our joy in the Lord. We don't mock and laugh at sin as others do. So, you know, to try to make out that as that sentence does, that somehow we have no fun or laughter is highly offensive, and it's patently derogatory to Christians.
The organisers have said that they've been putting on this show or shows like this for some 20 years, and this is the first time that a performance was cancelled because of complaints. And a local Alliance Party councillor, John Blair, said the decision had brought Northern Ireland back to the dark ages and had turned you into a laughing stock.
I don't think, no, standing up for the Bible or standing up for what's right ever makes is something to be too worried about. If people laugh at you and say that it makes you a laughing stock, well, so be it. I don't have any problem with that. I'm more interested in standing up for the Bible and standing up for what I believe the Bible teaches, and so is my congregation, and not only people within my congregation. I know there's others that have expressed their unhappiness as well. We're just one group of people that have expressed their annoyance at this. But from what I'm told as well, there wasn't a big uptake in tickets to go and watch this.
The Reverend Brian McClung of the Free Presbyterian Church in...